the rest of the story. Harmens Van Ryn could scarcely believe his good fortune. Having been born neither wealthy nor advantaged, he was now both and was determined to enjoy it. It was as though money were falling from the sky. Professionally successful, Van Ryn also married rich. Furthermore, his wife introduced him to high society, which in turn enhanced his career.
Hey.
And as I say, Van Ryn was determined to savor his prosperity. He haunted local auctions, bidding on anything and everything, often merely to impress the assembled. He would bid so high at the outset that nobody dared raise him. Among his impulsive purchases was a fabulous house, one far larger than his family required. At the same time, it must have seemed that the party would never end. But the rest of the story is that it did. Van Ryn's decline seems to have been heralded by the death of his mother while he was still in his mid-30s. Shortly thereafter, his wife, whom he idolized, fell ill, and a year later she was dead. By this time, three of their four children had died in infancy, so Van Ryn clung desperately to the surviving child. He even hired a full-time nurse to watch over the boy. But then more misfortune. Van Ryn became involved with the nurse, who in turn sued him for breach of promise. The case was years in the courts before the woman was finally confined to a mental hospital. And then, perhaps most devastating of all, Van Ryn's career collapsed. By the age of 50, he had declared bankruptcy. All of his possessions were appraised and prepared, ironically, for auction. The court even appointed a guardian for his son. Everything that had meant anything to him now was gone. Predictably, as all around him turned upside down, so did Van Ryn himself. But this is what's interesting about that. The dramatic change in Van Ryn personally was for the better. As though his degradation and disillusionment had been a purifying factor. At least that seems to have been the effect on him. He began spending more time outdoors. He began pondering man and nature as never, ever before. And as his personal values changed, so did his work. Van Ryn never recovered his fortune. In fact, the last decade of his life was spent in destitution and loneliness. And yet the product of those lonely years, the product of those years were paintings. Harmens Van Ryn created paintings with desolation at his elbow, paintings that were superb, undeniably his best, and those for which he would be best remembered. As I say, had Van Ryn continued to prosper until the end of his life, historians would have looked back on just another artist, popular in his day, one of many. But instead, the aficionados of fine art do now and will always exalt him as an incomparable master, as one of a kind in a world of clones, and thus out of chaos came order for a painter named Van Ryn, whom posterity remembers affectionately by his first name, Rembrandt. Now you know the rest of the story.